Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the perfect milking routine for your dairy herd. You know, as we look at harvesting milk on our dairy farms, it's very important that we have a set procedure that all of our employees follow. So what are some key things that I think you need to consider as you put together that perfect milking routine for your dairy? Number one, we need to pre-dip. It's also important that pre-dip be applied before we try to strip. Once that is done, it is time now to remove the pre-dip. From the time the pre-dip is applied until we actually remove it, we need about 30 seconds for kill time. It's important that that be observed as we train new milkers and that they understand that this is needed to kill bacteria. Once the pre-dip is effectively wiped away, it's time to attach the unit. Ideally, we want to have between 90 and 120 seconds between the stripping of the cow and the attaching of the unit. Why is that? We want milk letdown to occur very quickly. Peak milking should probably occur about 15 to 30 seconds after attachment. And within the first 2 minutes of milking, we should remove over 50% of the total milk for that milking. Could range anywhere from about 50 to 60% depending on the animal. Even high-yielding cows should milk out in under 5 minutes. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to continue to develop the perfect milking routine for their dairy farms.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.